timeline yet on Lisa Brady, Fox News. The U.S. Transportation Secretary says reopening the port of Baltimore should be a much faster process than reconstruction of the key bridge that collapsed yesterday. But he's not willing to give an estimate at this point. The Coast Guard's Deputy Commandant for Operations, Vice Admiral Peter Gauthier, says an underwater survey of the cargo ship that hit the bridge should be finished today.
The vessel is stable, but it still has over 1.5 million gallons of fuel oil and lube oil on board, and it does have 4,700 cargo containers on board.
He says 56 of those contain hazardous materials. The search continues for six construction workers presumed dead.
We've been watching for hours the divers going in and out of the frigid water. The challenge of these elements out here is they try and recover, first and foremost, the bodies of the six workers believed to be at the bottom of this river. And, of course, the Army Corps of Engineer boats are out here, along with the Coast Guard.
Fox's Griff Jenkins on the Patapsco River. Florida has a new law making it a crime to occupy a home without permission, aiming to reduce the cost and time that's needed to evict squatters, which has become a growing problem around the country.
What passes muster in New York and California is not passing muster here. You are not going to be able to commandeer somebody's private property and expect to get away with it.
Governor Ron DeSantis signing a bill that gives police power to remove someone who can't show they have a lease from the property owner. It's also aimed at making it easier for wrongfully evicted tenants to regain access. A California man sentenced to 11 months in prison for making threats against public officials, including then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Homeland Security Secretary. David Carrier pleaded guilty to two counts. Prosecutors say he threatened assaults in voicemail messages. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
An hour from now, a federal judge hears arguments from Hunter Biden's attorney, who wants the federal tax case against him in California thrown out for multiple reasons.
He says that Hunter officially moved his residence to California in 2019, and the indictment focuses on the years before. Therefore, this case should not even be brought in California. Special Counsel Weiss, as special counsel, can charge anywhere he wants in the country, and he did so in this case because this is where the president's son lives now.
Fox's David Spunt in L.A. The defense also argues the tax debt has already been paid. Another member of Congress decides not to seek re-election, a Democrat this time, in a swing district.
U.S. Representative Annie Custer of New Hampshire says she will not seek a seventh term in Congress, serving until the end of her term in January of 2025. The chair of the new Democrat coalition explaining in a statement, "In the months ahead, I will use my time to help Congress build on the progress we have made and finish the job for the American people." Custer, who was first elected in 2012, is the longest-serving member in the history of New Hampshire's 2nd District.
Fox's Christine Goodwin. Custer's retirement considered a potential opportunity for Republicans to flip that seat. Bird eggs are spotted on top of a bridge just north of New York City.
The nesting box sits 400 feet above the Hudson River on the southeast tower of the Governor Mario Cuomo Bridge that spans suburban Westchester and Rockland counties. Resting in the box, a quartet of peregrine falcon eggs that officials hope will hatch this year. The state thruway spokesman pointed out that eggs in the nest a year ago did not hatch. Generally, the baby birds will break out of their eggs around mid-April. A number of birds have hatched at that location over the decades, and the public can check in using the thruway's Falcon Cam.
Fox's CJ Papa. The camera comes with a warning, though, that some wild bird actions may be unpleasant for viewers and that some of the baby birds may not survive. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.